The writer Robert Byrne says, quote, "Winter is nature's way of saying up yours," unquote. This winter, nature has been saying something we cannot say on the air. I have always wondered, I bet you have too, why it is that all the major holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Groundhog Day, Boxing Day, the Feast of St. Stephen, all the big ones are crammed into winter. Each of these holidays comes with its own considerable Sturm und Drang. Doesn't it seem counterintuitive to schedule such already stress-laden events during the most stressful season of the year? As I say, I've always wondered about this. And this year, as the snow piled up and the temperatures went down and down and stayed there, my wonderment morphed into despair, acute despair at times. And the problem is, stuck inside, there's no outlet. Even if it were acceptable to punch holes in the sheetrock or kick the dog around the house, you couldn't do enough of it to dissipate any critical mass of the accumulated despair. I did try something new this year. Down in my man cave, I covered all 7 windows with styrofoam. There is no daylight coming into my cave. Zero. This means I can easily lose track of time down there, which makes the time and the season pass faster. It also means I can't see the nonstop snow falling and blowing around, which of course I wouldn't see very well now anyway. The drifts and banks around the house are so high. Doesn't it make evolutionary sense for humans to join the bears, bats, prairie dogs, and fat-tailed dwarf lemurs and just go to sleep for the winter? When you hibernate, you don't even have to get up to go to the bathroom. Think of the energy and grocery bill savings. Think of the weight loss. Think of the dreams. Sleeping from October to April would probably even eliminate the need to have anything more than a part-time job the other 5 months. If a fat-tailed dwarf lemur can do it, why can't I? We're both primates. Sinclair Lewis said that winter isn't a season, it's a job. That's certainly been the case this year, hasn't it? Between you and me, it is time to change jobs.